Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome, successors, to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones, and we're here with another Monday Motivation. Today, we're going to talk about goals. That's right, goals. And I really want to focus on goals because I think, man, so many people want to do so many great things. Some people say they're going to accomplish so much. I was told, actually, a few weeks ago, a good friend of mine, she said, John, I don't want us to be like those people. I don't want us to say we're going to do things. We're going to put things out in the atmosphere. And then we just never follow through with doing what we said we were going to do. And I said, yeah, that sucks because every time I hear that in reference to myself, I'm always ready to hop up and attack exactly what that individual said I did not do. So understanding that, and we're talking about goals, I want to play for you a quick clip from Marcus Gilmore. We had him on the show earlier this week, but we're releasing the episode on Friday, the full feature Friday episode. And he began to talk about National Goal Writing Day and just the importance of that. So we're going to go ahead and just drop this quick clip to give you a little bit of a teaser for the feature Friday coming up this week. Okay, so we're talking a little bit about theculturesupplier.com as well as National Goal Writing Day.
Yes.
So how did this idea actually originate? Or like take us back to where you were when the bulb went off.
which the logo is the bulb. So National Goal Writing Day, I created it about 2 years ago. I was at a friend's apartment and we were talking just chopping it up as like we always do. And I was like scrolling Instagram, and it must have been like a National Siblings Day or a National like Cookie Day or something like that. And I was like, I'm going to create a national holiday. And he kind of looked at me, my homeboy, and he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to launch a campaign that is a national holiday. It's going to be National Goal Writing Day, where I push people to write their goals, make it intentional. At that time, that was what I said. But National Goal Writing Day is a day where I have created a campaign to help people be intentional about their goals and make them meaningful for themselves, right? Like, don't try to impress me or anyone else. What goals do you really want to obtain in the next year? What do you want to start on in the next year to help you continue to propel in life? And so that's what the day focuses on. And also a day of self-reflection, because we forget to congratulate ourselves. Like, bro, you did that. Like, whatever it was, you really did that in the past year. So I want to push that to make sure you pat yourself on the back and re-strategize as you go into the new year. How can you knock out 6 of your 7 goals, or knock out all 7 goals that you may have, or knock out 3? Whatever it is, how can you strategize better this year? So we have to reflect, strategize, and then execute for the next year. Mm-hmm. National Goal Writing Day, if you want to follow us on Instagram, @GoalWritingDay, and that will be a place where you also see some stories as well as we ramp up for this day on December 27th.
Dope. Like, how... I don't want to say what was the greatest goal you saw accomplished, because like you said, each goal is to each individual. Mm-hmm. It has their specific meaning. Mm-hmm. But have you been able to celebrate with many individuals as you've seen them start with the writing process,
right,
and then come back and achieve it?
Yeah, the biggest thing is being able to see that and seeing people's journey. And like I do on that day, like I spend that whole day, me and my sister are like back and forth talking a lot about like, what do you see? And you see a lot of different type of goals, man, and it's been really impressive. And then there'll be people that I got a tweet maybe like a week ago, and somebody I had posted about National Goal Writing Day, kind of like telling my story about it. And then someone tweeted me and was like, yeah, this is the reason I did all of maybe one goal last year. And I was like, this is what I do it for, right? Wow. Like it's just like good to see in those that I'm touching people to say, hey, whatever goal I said, like I'm just going to do it. And I take this day to reflect on it, you know. Right after Christmas, before the NYE turn up, you know, before you get lit, pop champagne, like, those, you reflect on your goals so you can go into the new year with some kind of strategy. Because if we just go in rolling, you know, you didn't plan, you didn't even set a foundation.
Now that you just heard from Marcus, and you just heard a little bit more about National Goal Writing Day, some of you might be asking, how can I get involved? Or what does this look like for me? Well, I'll make it plain and simple. I'll give you four steps. The first step is the creative list of goals that you want to accomplish in 2019. Then record a video or create a unique post announcing your goals for 2019. Third, you post it to your social media using the hashtag National Goal Writing Day and tag @TheCultureSupplier. And number four, tag three friends to join in National Goal Writing Day. Friends, all these steps you can find on nationalgoalwritingday.com, because Marcus and his team have done a great job with this, and they're really making sure to help people accomplish their goals. So just wanted to share that with you because it's proven, tried and true. It's so proven that when you write your goals down, the success rate of you following through and completing those goals is more likely than not. I think I shared on an episode before, but I did a vision board. I didn't do my goals. Well, I did a few goals last year, but I did a vision board. I was a part of a vision board party. Yikes. And at the party, I cut out some pictures. I wrote down some things. And then I saw it come to full fruition when I was cleaning up my office. And then I pulled out the poster board from that party and I saw, wow, I achieved this. Wow, I achieved that. And this wasn't even clearly, it wasn't in my sight because I had it in the closet. But it was something that I believe was implanted in my mind by way of me taking the time to jot down my goals, get them on paper, and follow through with that process. So friends, I want you to be able to celebrate in this. I know Marcus wants you to be able to celebrate in this. So if you'd like more information on National Goal Writing Day, I would encourage you to follow @GoalWritingDay on Instagram to make sure that you can follow and hear all the great things that's going on. But most importantly, you get to share your goals. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and close it out like we always do. Friends, 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 this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to write those goals. But after that, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?